Yeah, this has been a dream for all of us college athletes, definitely in baseball. But, you know, it's very important to sit back and just reflect on the season and how far we've come as a team and just be grateful that we have great coaches that have been here before teaching us how to get here and then enjoying it while we're here. So
Zach talked about it just a second ago, but just how do y'all move past kind of the shock and awe of, you know, being in Omaha and kind of realizing the path like you just talked about, to now getting down to business and preparing for a game on Sunday?
Yeah, it's important to reflect and, you know, learn from what we've come from, definitely from the regional and from super regional, playing those great teams, South Carolina, ODU, and Dallas Baptist. And, you know, relying on our coaches, Coach O'Connor, Coach Kirby, Coach Mack, and earlier in my career here, Coach Kuhn, who've been here and know what you have to do to win this thing. And, you know, Coach O'Connor started the week off by saying the objective was to get to Omaha. Now that we're here, the objective is to win it. So that's what our motto has been this week.
You mentioned the coaches having been here before. What kind of advice have they given you about this stage and what it takes, especially early in the tournament, to get settled in and have success?
Yeah, as of what Zach was going off of earlier, it was, you know, based off execution, the team that executes the most is going to win. And he also said, you know, take it by stride, moment by moment, because this is the pinnacle. This is the top of the mountain for us as college athletes in baseball. So, you know, enjoy it while you're here and make sure that you do.
As a guy who grew up in Virginia watching previous teams get to Omaha, not just, you know, getting there, but getting this program back to Omaha after the kind of drought that's gone on the last few years, how important are you to be a part of that?
Yeah, it's been the best way to describe it is we started off slow and now we've turned the corner. You know, being a part of those teams under Oak that didn't reach the postseason, it definitely fueled the fire for, you know, this year and years to come to set the UVA standard again. I think it's just important to, you know, be thankful and enjoy every moment that has come, and the adversity we face will help us down the road.
Okay, I know you guys got to be all business, but just real quickly, Coach is down to earth and doesn't like to talk about that statue out front, but he's one of those guys. Doesn't that mean something that's just crazy for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fun to have the coach that's in that statue, definitely outside of the TD Ameritrade. You know, watching this game and watching the College World Series growing up, it means a lot to finally be here and to see it in person and to know that your coach is one of them. That's definitely exciting. He doesn't like to boast about it, but, you know, we all knew he was a part of it. So we all just kind of, when we showed up yesterday for pictures, we just, you know, said a quick little word to him and he laughed. And, you know, it's important to be happy and enjoy these moments.
Yeah, Andrew, I was curious, just getting to this stage, you mentioned how much it means. Have you had like a wow, I've made it to Omaha moment, whether it's looking at the ballpark or anything like that, where you've really realized that you've made it to this stage?
I mean, there was two that stick out. One, it was winning the Super Regional and knowing that you've got here and you're wearing the hat that says Omaha Bound. That was, you know, pretty cool and, you know, lost for words when that happened. And then showing up here first day and, you know, seeing the park and, you know, seeing the atmosphere and doing media and all that kind of stuff has been really exciting. I mean, you don't really know what to expect first time coming here, and it's been all that's been very fun. So definitely very thankful to be here.